4001. Donald's been a chump. In Trump? No, he hasn't. Donald has been in touch with us this morning. He's not Donald Trump, he's Donald Burdett. But Donald, thank you very much indeed for being in touch with us. I'm saying, I know it raises questions of finance and responsibility, but I have to question the morality of charging for education at all. Profiting from education is even more ubiquitous. Apart from distracting the educators from what should be their primary objective, it also creates elitism and inequality of opportunity. Couldn't have put it better myself, Donald. Thank you for that. Thanks also to Scott, who came up with a rather unique way, a solution to the high school fees here in Dubai. Not going to read that one out all the same, but thank you, Scott. Nazar says, so can property developers sell homes for profit but not education for profit? It is hypocrisy for me, says Nazar. Thank you for that. And thanks also to Christina, saying there is no free education for expats. Simple as that. Some very long and considered texts, which we'll get to in a few moments' time. Not before we've heard from, well, let's hear now from one man who's been instrumental in the Arab Youth Survey over the last 9 years. This is the ninth publication edition of the annual survey itself. The comments about education came as a result of this year's Arab Youth Survey. We were caught up with Sunil John a little earlier on. He was on the Business Breakfast, podcasted as we speak at the moment. Sunil is the founder, shareholder, and chief executive officer of the public relations agency Asda Berson Marsteller, and we asked him for his thoughts on the comments by Mr. Alibar with regards to education.
Yesterday at the Arab Youth Survey panel discussion, Muhammad Alibar, the chairman of EMAR, talked about the rising concern of school fees for kids and parents as an issue to be looked at seriously. I think the city is becoming expensive for parents and school fees become a large component of that. This is an issue that resonated among the audience, and I think it was important to look at this issue in terms of various strata of society. I think you have upper level premium schools that a lot of parents can afford. But there are the middle class segment where there is an issue where some parents can't even afford fees, which is like 6,000 dirhams in a year. And I think there is need to be able to look at that level of schooling and to make sure that parents are able to afford and bring their children. And that's where I think Fadi Gandour, another panel speaker, in fact, talked of his venture, which is Ruwad, which actually helps these parents to actually get fees for their kids in return for volunteerism. And he was talking of challenged countries in the other parts of the Arab world, especially in Jordan and Lebanon and Palestine. I think those are the kinds of issues one needs to look at. Mr. Alibar's comment was more about educational affordability across the Arab world, not particularly just the United Arab Emirates. And I think that's where the biggest problem is. Arab youth actually mentioned that they are not happy with the educational system that does not prepare students for the jobs of the future. And I think that's an issue, a larger concern one needs to look at, besides, of course, looking at affordability for school fees, especially for parents to send their kids for higher education.
Always lovely to get the thoughts of Sunil John. Sunil, thanks very much indeed for those. CY has written us an epistle this morning. It is the longest text message I've ever seen, and therefore I'm going to praise it, but also do CY the honour of reading out elements of it, because for all the effort that's gone into it, saying, look, teachers now have to take licence exams, but certain nationalities are exempt from most of this process. This will lead to a reduction in the quality of teaching, given that exempt nationalities have a lower level of accountability and are already have an advantage purely based on passport skill unknown. We'll see a continued domination of certain nationalities as the pool of talent is narrowed and the more pressure on teachers is exerted. Private education is effectively bad for the teaching profession and creates an unhealthy competition, desperation to perform, and unrealistic standards that demand grades from students who can't supply them. A better evaluation process is needed that weighs teachers and student responsibility in a balanced manner. Parents think, if I pay high fees, my learning disabled child will become a genius. Parents also need to be educated in how the system is supposed to work. IB is deeply misunderstood, for example, and the progressive nature of it is questioned by parents out of ignorance. Sorry for the long-winded text message, says CY, but just my thoughts. Very much appreciated.
Very considered thoughts there. And this one as well, no name, but thank you, saying there are several non-for-profit schools in Dubai. Unlike countries in Europe and North America, subsidies for education are not provided to operators, and the costs to operate are 100% on the shoulders of the operator. The UAE private school sector is actually priced lower than its peers in the West. Most expats who return home because increasing fees do so because they receive education subsidies in their home countries. Lastly, the cost in the UAE to operate educational facilities are relatively high when compared to the West. Appreciate fees are increasing, but believe changes need to be made to support the institutions to lower the fees. More large education institutions are private equity funded as the costs are significant. Food for thought. Appreciate that.
I'm going to get to a few more of your closing thoughts in just a few moments' time. In fact, we might have to close the show early, if that's okay with you lot out there.